Hello, my name's Ed Lester. I'm one of the authors on a paper about self and peer assessment and the use of virtual gaming. This is something that we developed to look at how students interact in small groups. In engineering, which is my discipline, we always have projects where students work together to solve problems, to work in a lab and so on. So we were interested in the use of temperament studies and how you could devise or integrate the temperament tests, very simple ones, with these kind of activities where you can look at their behaviour and see if there's any link between temperament type and how groups function whilst doing these lab classes. So we devised a virtual test where students work together and they have to solve logic problems. And we videoed them and looked at how they were behaving, you know, who was doing the most work and who was doing the most talking and so on. And we then tried to correlate that to temperament type. Now, it wasn't really strictly to look at the temperament test itself. It was more to do with, was there any simple thing that we could do to see how students can be characterized or put into groups. We tended to find that there was a link between how people answer the test, not necessarily the answers that they give, but how quickly they answer the test and how decisive they are and how they actually work as a group. So we looked at the dominance factor, if people are more decisive or less decisive, and we did see a trend there with their behaviour in the class. So the paper describes how we did all this work and how the tests were related to the overall performance of the groups. So I hope you enjoy the paper.